You're listening to SBS News.
World football's governing body, FIFA, has renewed its call for Thai authorities to return former Bahrain national football team player Hakim Al-Arabi to Australia rather than extradite him to his former homeland. The Melbourne-based refugee was arrested over an Interpol red notice warrant issued by his native Bahrain in November while on holiday. The 25-year-old, who had been outspoken about alleged human rights abuses by Bahrain's government, fled the country in 2014. That year, he was sentenced in absentia to 10 years in prison for vandalising a Bahraini police station, an accusation he denies. Mr. Al-Arabi now plays for semi-professional side Pasco Vale in the National Premier League's Victoria. FIFA is calling for authorities in Bahrain, Thailand and Australia to allow his safe return to Melbourne to resume his career. Former Socceroo Craig Foster says the player should not be punished for expressing opposition to the policies of his own government.
He's a very courageous young man who in 2016 stood up to the Bahraini government, stood up to Sheikh Salman, the president of the AFC, and was critical of them publicly in their conduct during that period. A government whose human rights record, as Amnesty and Human Rights Watch will attest to, is horrible, and whose people are fighting still for basic democracy and freedom of speech.
The Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights has been lobbying for Mr. Al-Arabi's release. The organisation's Fatima Yazbek says the Australian government can and should do more to help him.
I'd like to call on the Minister of Immigration, the Minister of Home Affairs to support Hakim, to do the right thing, to grant him the Australian citizenship in order to support his case more and to have him return back to Australia.
Supporters of Mr. Al-Arabi have been encouraged by the high-profile case of young Saudi woman Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kananan. The 18-year-old had planned to enter Australia on a tourist visa and seek asylum before she was detained by Thai authorities at Bangkok Airport. She feared her family would kill her if she was deported. The Australian government is weighing up her plea for asylum after the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees found her to be a refugee. Fatima Yazbek hopes Ms. Al-Kananan's case will draw more attention to Mr. Al-Arabi's predicament.
That gives us actually very good hope, because the pressure of the media and the UN authorities' interference had. We hope that this will lead for a happy ending, but at the moment, the very initial news that we received from Bangkok says that there is a happy ending on the way. So we hope that the UN authorities, the human rights organizations and the people who has power to save Hakim will do the right thing.
Mr. Al-Arabi's wife this week met with human rights organisations in Australia to see what more could be done to secure his release. The director of Human Rights Watch in Australia, Elaine Pearson, says the footballer's wife is under immense pressure.
She's absolutely distraught and terrified about what will happen to her husband if he is returned to Bahrain. The family is very keen, following the sort of global outpouring of sympathy for the young Saudi woman in Bangkok Airport, that the same kind of attention could be translated to Hakim's case.
Ms. Pearson would like to see the Australian government more active in these types of cases,
because obviously it's the pressure from the international community that is really important in acting to ensure that the Thai authorities don't forcibly return people.
It's Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.